Hey, is this thing on? Oh, it is? Word. You are now listening to Lecture Hall, brought to you by StudentUnionSports.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing.
Infiltrate the dealers, find the supply.
We get to be brothers?
Infiltrate the dealers, find the supply.
I am a peacock! You gotta let me fly!
Hey, Greg, why don't you go piss your pants again?
That was like 8 years ago, asshole.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Where were you last night?
What do you mean? I mean, I was here on the call waiting for you.
Yeah, but when I joined, I saw somebody quickly leave.
Hop up. I didn't want it to come to this.
I knew it, okay? I knew you've been recording with other people.
Oh,
I can't believe you.
Hop, I'm sorry.
Sorry doesn't cut it, mister. You betrayed my trust? After all that we've been through? An entire football season? Almost a full year of episodes? Almost 50 episodes. And this is the thanks I get.
I don't know what else to say.
Me either, bum. What's up, everybody? And welcome to another episode of Lecture Hall, presented by Student Union Sports. It's your boys, Big Hoppa and Shuna. What a wild weekend it has been. So long, so much has gone on. We are bums, we are idiots. The Pac-12 has defeated us and just about everybody else in its path besides Florida State. Shuda, we got lots going on. Hit me with the syllabus.
What's up, guys? Class is in session. Before we get into the syllabus, I do want to say that tomorrow, we're recording at 7:30 Central Time on Wednesday the 24th. So Thursday the 25th would be the 1 year anniversary of the first Lecture Hall show that was recorded and put on the internet. I think we might have had one that was a live show the week before that, but it wasn't recorded. So the first documented Lecture Hall show with Hoppa and I would have been a year ago tomorrow.
Happy anniversary.
Yep, happy anniversary. Okay, there's not much going on in the syllabus. Joe Flacco signed with the Eagles for what it's worth. I don't know if that gets anyone's juices flowing, but if it does, more power to you out there in Philly. A Super Bowl winning quarterback on your roster. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. And then Fernando Tatis Jr. left Padres spring training with some shoulder soreness. Is it serious? I don't know. But, you know, like when the face of the game is hurt, it makes headlines. So that's all we got in the syllabus. Hoppa, before we get in to the disaster that has been our March Madness preview. Literally a week ago, we thought we had the greatest takes in the world, and they have been proven horrible. But you know what a great take is?
What?
That you should be using Gibbs Grooming.
Yeah, absolutely. Like he said, our brackets have pretty much become disasters, and the one way to get that cleaned up is using Gibbs Grooming. You could use the 3-in-1 beard, hair, and body wash. That's 3-in-1. You could use that in order to clean yourself up. You could use the biofuel conditioner. Then you could use the pocket deodorant. And then you could use a little beard oil to to top it off. I mean, that sounds like a winning combination to me. That's playing good defense, that's scoring points, and making your free throws late in the game. All three things you got to do in order to go deep in the tournament. And you can do that by going to GibbsGrooming.com, GIBSGROOMING, GibbsGrooming.com. Use the code HALL15, HALL15, HALL15 to get 15% off of Gibbs Grooming and all the great things I just mentioned. That's how you can win the tournament.
Speaking of playing good defense, scoring points, and making free throws late in the game, those are three things that Purdue did not do against North Texas. If you want to just get our teams out of the way first.
Hey, I mean, we won a game that people thought we weren't going to win. We were the underdog, even though I don't think we were. Yeah, we were the underdog, betting wise even. And then we lost to the team that we should. That game was so much closer than the score looked, though. Even though I get the whole, well, if it was closer, why was the score closer thing? But, like, it was a lot closer. Wisconsin played a first half that was really good, minus 10 turnovers. And obviously, you can play the what-if game. If you cut those in half and cut those points off of turnovers in half, that's a majority of that margin. So, whatever. We weren't supposed to beat Baylor. We gave them a pretty good game. We held them to about, I think it was like after the like four free throws they made in the last minute, like 12 points under their like fourth scoring, like in the nation average. So I'm not happy with the season, especially seeing as in November we were ranked in the top five, but we love our seniors, this group. I've been watching this group for 4 years, and then Trey Mamba, Trevor Anderson, and obviously Micah Potter in there the last two seasons after they've transferred, and you got to love them. So,
yeah, I just hope that Wisconsin doesn't keep that winning taste in Mackey Arena in their mouths for too much longer.
They look good, didn't they? I was going to text you. I was like, you getting a little worried? Because they might figure it out in Mackey.
Oh, weren't they the only Big Ten team to figure it out in Mackey?
I think they were the only team to figure it out at all, besides Illinois against Drexel.
Baylor, maybe? Or no, they didn't play Baylor second round in Mackey. But yeah, it was, Big Ten was where – Mackey Arena was where the Big Ten went to die this weekend. And, I mean, usually that is the case, but they're typically playing Purdue, not Oral.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Luckily, Oral Roberts is a wagon.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about them.
I know I can say that Asemus, the nation's leading scorer, what a preposterous way to pronounce that last name.
Yeah, it's literally spelled Abmus. Yeah. Now AB makes an AS sound.
Yeah, like, what are we doing here?
Dude's a walking bucket, though. 40% from three.
Dude, he's going to be the Splash Brother. He would be another Splash Brother if he
had a Splash Brother on his team.
If he had a Splash Brother and his team on his team and was tall. He's only like 5'10".
Yeah, he's a short dude.
Yeah, short king.
Watching that Ohio State game, though, I thought they were going to lose because every possession he was just driving it and they were swarming him and he was kicking it out to teammates on the wing and nobody could make a shot. He had nobody helping him.
Yeah, he had like zero help and then they kind of figured it out towards the end. It's just like all of a sudden, like, they just keep scoring points. And it's like one of these times, like, somehow your points are going to stop coming, and it just never did. They just, I mean, it did, I guess, at the end of the second half to tie the game. But, yeah, then in overtime, it just looked like Ohio State didn't even want to be there.
Well, I mean, Ohio State didn't even look like they wanted to be playing. Like, they didn't look good at all throughout the game.
I might have been wrong about Kyle Young. I said that he wasn't that good, and maybe Coach Dan from Student Union, Dan Jakes, is right. Maybe Kyle Young is the glue guy, And he's really good. Maybe that's what they needed to beat Oral fucking Roberts, but
yeah, Kyle Young, the heartbeat of Ohio State basketball.
Yeah, not EJ Liddell, who missed two free throws, including the front end of a 1-1 and then had the ball stripped from him.
Yeah, or Dwayne Washington, who missed every shot down the stretch to tie or give them the lead, or at least give them a heartbeat in some.
Who's the guy that took that first three on that last possession of overtime? Because that guy's an idiot.
I think it was Dwayne Washington.
No, he took the second one, I thought.
I thought he was just jacking up threes left and right and nothing was going in. He couldn't even make a layup down the stretch.
That's a very good point. I don't know who it was, but it was that he was on the wing and he just totally just whatever.
And CJ Walker could only do so much for a dude that I hate. He had that entire team on his back trying to keep them in it, and he was just getting no help from anybody.
I just don't understand, and I never do really anything we ever talk about, but I just don't get how you lose that game. Like, how? And I'm still kind of like perplexed by the whole thing, like 75-72, but they shot Oral Roberts, like you said. I mean, they shot 25 of 70, so they shot 35% from the field, and then they were 31% from three. Like, literally, that's pretty much the difference, is that they were 75% from the free throw line, 31% from three, compared to Ohio State, who was 50%. Actually, yeah, that's actually a good point, is 50%, 9 of 18 from the line, 5 of 23 from three. They shot 43%, like 7% better. Out-rebounded Oral Roberts by 14 total rebounds, but 10 steals. You know, the turnover margin is 10, similar fouls. So it's just like, what are we – like, how that game got to that point – whatever, but awesome for Oral Roberts. And then obviously they won again and are going to be playing to go to the Elite Eight now.
Gosh, imagine Oral Roberts beats Ohio State, Florida, and Arkansas to get to Baylor.
That would be – there's no way. There's no way.
There's no way they can beat Arkansas. Arkansas puts up too many points too fast.
Yeah, the way they like to run. I mean, but like, I think they could steal it against Arkansas, but playing the next day against, or not the next day, but the, you know, one day of rest playing Baylor or Villanova, I think that's what would do them in.
Well, even, I don't know if they could get past Arkansas too. I think they could beat anybody.
I'm terrified. I'm not terrified. I'm for chaos. So I'm pro chaos. This is a pro chaos
when it doesn't involve Wisconsin.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, we just spent 10 minutes just talking about Ohio State and BJ Bob here. What was, I guess, the other shock factor of your bracket so far? Can we get an update on how your money line bets have been, your projections that you take so much pride in?
This is my worst year in recorded history. The money line bets are bad. I was on the losing end of all first four games, which obviously if you watch those games, App State, my boys had a shot to win it. They had the last possession. Wichita State took the last shot, lost by one. Mount St. Mary's was up 10 at halftime and lost. And Michigan State was up, 14 at one point, and up at 11 at halftime and most of the second half, and obviously lost in overtime. So that was awesome. I forgot to double check, but I can now. I can go on the Action Network app quick. But I picked, like, none of my heavy upsets I picked correctly. So that really, really screwed me. Let's see here. Okay, Mount St. Mary's. Yeah, I think I was 0 for So Liberty is one. Winthrop is two. I think there was one more I'm looking and I'm not seeing. Okay, so I guess those were the only two that I had picked that were over plus 200 odds, but neither of those hit. Clemson, your Purdue Boilermakers obviously let me down. Tennessee, obviously losing to Oregon State. So there's a lot of swing factor in these picks that that was the other one. UC Santa Barbara. So I was 0 for 3 on plus 200 money lines, at least to this point. I doubt there'll be another one that high. Obviously, Illinois losing killed me.
Oh my gosh.
Killed me. So there's a lot of LSU led. So it has not been great. Like I said, it was my worst round of 32 in my now 5 years of brackets dating back to 2016, since we didn't have one last year.
So what are you up or down on the straight money line bets?
On the money line bets, I am down $124.
Yikes. You might need that double down on the natty.
I might. And like I said, I mean, you can swing. There's like a $60 swing on those first four games. Obviously, if I get them all right, obviously that's probably not happening. But you think about, at least with some of those money lines, you're talking about like a $50 swing if I get like three of them right. And then I had Virginia Tech over Florida. Virginia Tech led for most of that game until they went into overtime and choked it away. So there's so much swinging ability, but March got to me and I'm down. So I'm taking ownership and we're going to try to use these last couple of games to get to a decent spot.
Yeah. I just want to go down through the bracket and just kind of pick out some storylines here to talk about. I think the first one, I guess, would have to have been just for me to say I was right with the vibe being the Ohio Bobcats knocking off Virginia. Our loyal listeners, if you listened to me there, I hope you did. Maybe not the Sweet 16 run that I was predicting, but the only game I got wrong on that.
I got clobbered.
I had them playing very good pick. Not Creighton, but whatever. That's the only game I got wrong on that side, other than, I guess, VCU getting COVID. That didn't really help.
Can that pissed me off.
The only team in the field to get COVID and have to withdraw?
Yeah, especially after they basically tested negative for like a week.
Yeah, they were like, and if you have one test, then you won't have to forfeit like for one. But if they forfeited, they either had like half their team or they had enough guys to play and were like, yeah, this group's not winning a game. So just, they said, screw it.
Yeah. And I know when the story first came out, it was just after, one of like the 1 o'clock game slate. So one of the early slates, or no, it was towards 6 o'clock. So it was probably like a game that started at 2 or 3. And all of a sudden I'm like getting like wings. I'm getting the wings in the oven, this, that, the other. And they're like breaking news. I thought somebody died, first of all. And they're like breaking news, VCU out of the tournament. I was like, okay, so like nobody's dead, but we got positive COVID tests. Like they did kill my VCU, like to the Sweet 16 pick. But yeah, I know Andy Katz had said that like also based on like the county's rules, that it was a situation where they couldn't play. So yeah, it was either half the team, a group that couldn't win, or whatever. I guess that's really all I know.
Yeah. And then I guess before we get out of this region, we would be wrong not to mention the kid
USC pick
before that, the kid from Grand Canyon. He had like 8 points against Iowa this weekend, and he's passed away in a car accident like yesterday.
Yep. Oscar Freyer or Freyer. It's going from the highest of highs of going to the tournament to obviously that, it's devastating for his family. I can only imagine the pain and the hurt that they're going through. And obviously I hope they hear this and they hope that we might be two random people, but they get our best well wishes, because that's a tragedy in every sense of the word.
Life comes at you fast.
Yes. My USC to the Elite Eight, though. USC Oregon, big Pac-12 matchup.
The Pac-12, man. I think they're out to prove us wrong.
The Mobley brothers hurt us.
Right now, they look like the best conference in college basketball.
It's such a hurt to my everything, if I'm being honest. My pride, my everything that I know. I'm lost in the sauce, as the kids say right now, because I doubted most of the Pac-12 besides Colorado. Even I got them winning their first round game, but you know, this conference is good and we just didn't stay up late enough.
Yeah, I mean, the early bedtimes is what did us in. I only had 5 of the 16 Sweet 16 teams.
Oh, you did?
Gonzaga, Michigan, Florida State, Alabama, Baylor.
Okay, well, now I got to count. Gonzaga, USC, Florida State, that's 3. Baylor is 4. And Houston is 5, yeah. No shit. That's really I got 5 Elite Eight teams left, though.
4 of the 16 are in the Pac-12. 1 out of 16 is in the Big Ten. 1 out of 16 is in the Big 12, the supposed powerhouse, second powerhouse. The SEC has Alabama, Arkansas. How does Oregon State in the Sweet 16?
You said it. You said it last week. House money.
Literally. Was I saying that about them or Georgetown? Because either way, Georgetown got beat by 20. Oregon State's just having the time of their life.
Yeah, they beat, obviously, freshman and likely number one overall pick, Cade Cunningham, Avery Anderson, just a stacked team. And then we just have, like, Syracuse, the 11, Oregon State, the 12, obviously Oral Roberts, the 15, UCLA, the play-in game, 11, a 6 and a 7. Like, this is just a – obviously Loyola beating Illinois. What's going on?
Dude, I don't know if just, like, if Illinois just took Loyola for granted. Loyola was – I mean, they looked like they were playing with a chip on their shoulder. Like, we're the best team in the state, and they
– yeah.
Dominated Illinois. Like, Illinois never looked like they had a chance to win that game.
They never looked comfortable. I know our boy Patty Takes was kind of talking about how they feel like maybe they can't play as physically for some reason.
Having Io and Kofi and not being able to body up Loyola Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, Cammy Krutwig, Cam's used cars. We're Loyola to our customers. That was so funny, and that got no love, by the way, for personal reasons. But, I'm still, like I said, I'm still hanging on by a thread. I got 5 of my Elite Eight left. Obviously, Illinois, I had them in the championship game and in the Final Four, as did, I think, probably 85% of America. So I still got some last second hope.
It's just, I mean, one of Loyola / Oregon State's going to be in the Elite Eight.
Loyola's legit, though. That should be talked about, is that they are legitimately good.
That they're not an 8 seed?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They're probably a 5 or a 6 seed.
Like, them and Purdue probably should have switched. They should have been the 4, and Purdue should have been the 8.
I wouldn't particularly go that far, but maybe like a switch with probably like Colorado would make sense to me. Maybe San Diego State, but that's probably hindsight after they got throttled. So who do you have left in your Elite Eight? Let's go from there and maybe give some predictions.
Oh, left in my Elite Eight, Gonzaga, Florida State, Alabama, Baylor.
So you got those four?
Yep.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, my champion's already lost in Illinois, so.
Yeah!
Also, before we give our predictions on how the rest of this is going to go, can we talk about how you abandoned your Orange, the team that you bet on all season? You are so loyal to the Orange just to leave them in their biggest moment, and they're out here just destroying you. You owe Jenna an apology.
I do owe Jenna.
You owe Luke an apology.
Here's what I'm going to say. What if I bet on them and they lose? Then I'm going to be to blame. So maybe I'm the hero in this situation.
Well, now you can't bet on them. You have to.
That's fine. I won't.
Now.
I won't.
I still think you owe him an apology. You were ride or die with the Orange, and you left them in their time of need. When they needed you most, you left them. And now
I vanished.
Now,
I'm like Avatar, The Last Airbender.
They're like the ex-wife with your child who is now out to prove you wrong in every aspect of life.
All right. It's probably a fair point. Look, I tweeted that I was not going to be picking them against San Diego State. And I didn't even bet on them against the spread. And I'm wrong. And I bet against them money line against West Virginia. And I shouldn't have. And for the rest of this season, I won't be betting on them. But you can guarantee come next season, I will be on the Orange train regardless.
So, like, if they make another double-digit seed run to the Final Four, and then you're just going to hop back on the bandwagon after leaving them like that?
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. And I'll have no shame about it.
I don't think old Jimmy B is going to like that.
I'm not rude. I'm not
He might hunt you down in his car.
What?
Boeheim might hunt you down in his car.
Allegedly. Before we get in trouble.
Imagine getting a lawsuit from Jim Boeheim.
That'd be, hey, you know, you guys have like a small listenership. Yeah, Jim Boeheim heard. And you guys will never talk into a microphone again.
All right. Since we're doing second chance, Sweet 16 is set. Who do you have coming out of the Sweet 16 to Elite Eight and into the Final Four?
So I do have a Gonzaga-USC matchup. I was really hoping they wouldn't play Oregon and have, obviously Oregon throttled Iowa, but they don't play defense.
Can you pick one of the two? You've said Oregon and Oregon, like, just interchangeably now.
I get it's hard because there's a town 20 minutes from here, Oregon, Wisconsin. It's Oregon, Wisconsin. And that's where actually Shaka Smart grew up, fun fact. And then there's, like, I've heard the state is Oregon. I don't fucking know. So yeah, I'm going to go Oregon. I'm going to go long O there.
One of my biggest pet peeves is people calling Oregon Oregon. I hate it so much.
Fine, then Oregon.
From there. I am thousands of miles away from the state. I've never been, but I don't know. Hearing the term Oregon just pisses me off.
Well, where's the I? You're saying like Oregon, like we're doing things again.
Dude, it's the same
thing. And it's an O.
The same thing with the town that I live in at home. Like, all the locals call it like Brunson, Bronson. They call it, say it, Brunson.
Where's
the U? And everyone else says Bronson because that's how it would be spelled. We can get off of this. So you have Gonzaga, USC. What's next?
Then I have Florida State. They're still alive over Michigan. I had Texas UConn, but Alabama UCLA is the matchup, so I'm out of that one. I actually think UCLA could win this game.
Because you just hate Alabama.
I hate Alabama. I don't believe in them one bit. let's see. Do we have this? Is ESPN doing that a second?
Probably. Thing? I've ignored all their emails. They're just like, Harrison, we need you. And I'm just like, no, you don't. Give me the contract.
Give me the contract. Give me the bag. I got Baylor over I had them over Purdue, but I have them over Villanova. I had Ohio State. excuse me. I had Ohio State. That didn't last. I'm going to take Arkansas, though. I'm going to take Loyola to absolutely suffocate Oregon State. I obviously had Illinois. And I got Houston. I had them playing San Diego State, but they're playing Syracuse for the good of the bracket, man. I gotta go Houston.
I'm going the Zags and the Trojans. I cannot in good faith pick Michigan to beat a good team without Livers, so I'll roll with Florida State, even though I have that personal vendetta against them. I'm rolling with the Tide. I've been with them from the start. They've been in my Final Four. All my Final Four teams but Illinois are still here. I'm rolling with Bama again. Obviously, I think I'm going to have to chalk Baylor over Nova, Arkansas, Loyola, and then I'm going to ride with the Qs. I'm going to ride with the Orange with Jenna and Luke. I want to see it. I want to see it so bad. Also, two of my teammates have picked Houston to win it all and are still alive in our money pool, and if someone's going to win this, I don't want it to be them.
Fair enough. That makes sense. From there, I do have Gonzaga beating USC. I also have Florida State beating, assumably, Alabama, but either.
You picked UCLA.
Yeah, I did. No, I'm going to pick Alabama, but I think UCLA can win. So Florida State over Alabama. I'm going to take Baylor over Arkansas, which I actually don't know that I like that anymore. I haven't, but for the bracket's sake, I'm not going to leave the bracket. Loyola is going back to the Final Four.
Loyola over Houston?
Houston.
All right. I'm going to take USC over Gonzaga.
Wow. What?
I'm going to take Alabama over Florida State.
Okay.
I'm going to take Arkansas over Baylor.
Okay.
And I'm going to ride with the Qs. I'm going to take Syracuse over Loyola.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
I'm pure chaos. That's what I'm looking for right now. Evan Mobley, EJ Mobley, whatever you want to call him, he's out for Hoppa's neck.
And Isaiah, his brother.
Like, put some respect on my name. I'm only going to be a top three pick in the draft.
Also, you know who deserves some respect on their name? Well, just taking a step back, I was like, Duarte, does that sound familiar? Yeah, it should have, because he's extremely good. Very good player.
I think next season we have to do, like, we owe the Pac-12, like, their own basketball segment every week.
Absolutely. Just every week.
Is your Pac-12 update.
Yeah. In the Final Four, I got Gonzaga over Florida State. I had Illinois over Baylor. I'm going to take Baylor. I'm going to take Baylor over Loyola. And then I'm going to take Gonzaga over
Baylor. All right, I'm going to take Bama over USC. And we're going to ride with the Orange over Arkansas. And then we're going to ride with Bama over the Orange. The train stops there, Jenna.
Train stops there. Let's not get too crazy.
Yeah, I'm a Bama. I am a Alabama / Loyola Chicago / Syracuse fan right now. And that's all I care about.
That's all I care
about. Honestly, if Oregon State made a run, I would be all in on the Beavers. Huge beat.
I want Loyola to win since it's Illinois, I should say. But if Oregon State won, I would not hate, like, cheering them on.
Yeah, I mean, you know what they say about Oregon State?
No, I don't.
Two Beavers are better than one.
Two Beavers are better than one. You get whole five on the court. One time.
If they, honestly, I might have to just like play that song all day leading up to this Loyola game. Like, that's the Oregon State. That's their new fight song.
It has to be.
You imagine the band, like, they're just like, do 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 do.
With the trumpet section. I mean, oh man.
Oh boy. I mean, that's it, isn't it?
That's the turn. There's only one really, well, I guess technically two weekends of basketball left, but you only get three games that next weekend, but not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. But yeah, it's sad. It's here and it's like heroin.
Yeah, you get your quick fix, you get so attached, and then they pull it away from you and you don't know what to do.
And
such a horrible lost comparison. Oh my gosh.
No, heroin's pretty on par.
No, not that, just like not the details of it, just like making that comparison.
I mean, yeah, it's probably not a great comparison per se. But
all right, before we talk ourselves into a hole, that's going to be it for this week's episode of Lecture Hall. Please go to GibbsGrooming.com, use code HALL15 to get 15% off your purchase. I'm riding with Syracuse and Alabama. Hoppa's rolling with the Zags and who? Arkansas? Baylor? Who was
Baylor?
It? The Zags and Baylor. What a bunch of chalk. And we'll see you next week and see how these predictions panned out.
Thank Shout you. Out to Lila for picking her champion, North Texas, lasted a whole one game.
Yeah, of course, the one game was just in spite of me.
Yeah,
she takes after her father.
Specifically said to me, while hardly saying 10 words, she specifically said to me, Harrison, fuck you, I'm picking North Texas.
And, well, I mean, it worked.
What can I say?
Got a lot of her father in her.
I'm honestly thinking about reaching out to the Guinness Book of World Records because she got 12 of the round of 32 right. So she went 12 of 20 or 12 of 32 there. So for 1 year olds, that has to be a record. That's definitely a thing that I can create, is make that a record.
Yeah, but I think you would have needed somebody from Guinness there to actually record her making the picks.
I'm going to reach out. We'll prepare for next year. She'll be.
You can try to get the world record for the most correct picks by a 2-year-old.
Yeah. There we go.
And then the next year when 2-year-olds
dominate basically every age, probably till like 16.
Yeah. When 2-year-olds are trying to break that record, you'll be moving on to the 3-year-olds.
Yeah. They'll be done. I'll be just be filling her with knowledge, especially about the Pac-12.
Yes. She'll grow up a heavy Pac-12 stan.
Wisconsin and Pac-12, baby.
Just not even a team, just the whole league,
just the whole conference. She's gonna cry when the conference play comes and they have to beat each other.
Like, you don't even have to worry about her sneaking out in high school to like go to parties. She'll be trying to keep her from staying up past bedtime to watch the Pac-12.
Yeah, sit down and watch with me now.
All right.
Young lady, you watch.
Thank you guys for listening. Class is dismissed.
Deuces.